101.9 K-Buzz, your favorite classic rock station. Thank you for making us number one. Got a guest in the studio this morning. John is with me. Now, John is an author. He's written a book called From Woodstock to Eternity. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
No problem. I met John at the fair. He had to remind me of that, obviously. But I met John at the fair, and he told me about this book. And I said, you actually went to Woodstock? He's like, yeah. Like, cool. You don't get to meet somebody every day that went to Woodstock or even remembers going. But the book is called From Woodstock to Eternity. And John, I got a huge admiration for guys or folks that write books, writers in general, because I've got a lot of life experiences as a, you know, an ex-military guy and being involved in radio and hanging out with rock stars. I feel like I could write a book that's pretty compelling. But what was the process like for you when you sat down to write From Woodstock to Eternity? Is this your first book?
Actually, yeah, it is. I did write articles for the Paris News for a long time, character articles, so I'm not totally inexperienced with writing, and I love to write. But I tried writing this about 30, 40 years ago, and I just couldn't get it. I couldn't get the inspiration. But after I've told this story many times, I sat down and I said, Lord, just let it all hang out. And I did. I just started writing it from the heart. And it flowed.
Even though, obviously, there's some references to hippies and the hippie lifestyle in there, this is really about a transformation for a man. This is about coming from a bad place and ending up in a great place. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Okay. Well, first of all, the opening chapter is a drug run in an airplane from Colombia with an eyewitness account. And so there's a lot of that kind of action in the book, a lot of adventure. It basically chronicles, at the same time, a walk through the hippie movement from the early stages through the various progressions of it. But the main character gets wrapped up and gets wrapped up in the drugs and in the drug dealing and comes to a point where he has to face reality that that perspective on life was destroying his life. And then God comes in, a long struggle. Ultimately, God changes him and brings him out of that lifestyle.
Now, something on Monday is special. You got something special coming up Monday from 6 to 8. We're talking Monday the 26th at New Hope Baptist Church. That's out on the Loop, right?
Right, on the southeast corner of the Loop. Well, most people know where Pathway Church of God is. So
okay.
Next to that, southeast corner of the Loop. Monday night, the 26th, from 6 to 8 p.m., I'm going to have a book signing. And I'm going to be selling books and signing books, and it'll be a fun time and talking to people.
How much does the book cost?
Well, at the book signing, it's going to be $15, no shipping, no handling. You get it on Amazon.com by searching From Woodstock to Eternity. You can get Kindle, you can get paperback, but on Amazon, it's like $17.49 or something plus shipping. So if you come to the book signing, you'll save some money.
New Hope Baptist Church, Monday night from 6 to 8. Go see my friend John Cooper.